Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day of taking up the cross that's relevant to taking up your will for our life. Just as Jesus lived always for the sons of men he had delight in, and so he came. And so we thank you, Father, for giving us Jesus, letting us see the potential, the life, the goodness of a son, but more than just a son, seen him from a baby to a young man to a son, and now seen him as our Savior. Hallelujah. So bless this word to us, Father God, and yeah, your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Denise is off today, so I'm just letting her sleep in. So yeah, let's share this word. It's precious this morning. And it's Romans chapter 10 from verse 5 to 8. I'm not going to be reading out the Bible. I'm just going to be quoting it as I remember it. Beautiful translations again. We always need to look at the different translations to get meaning, more meaning, glean the best out of the word. Eh? That word is deep. It's God's word. It's not man's word. And yeah, so it starts off in that there, the righteousness of the law. It speaks about the righteousness of the law there, as we've seen in the teachings, as we've been reading through Romans now. The law was a tutor to lead us to Christ. So it shows the wonderful nature of God. It's beautiful. But it was written on stone outside. And then we try to attain to it, and then we find, like Paul did, the good you want to do, you can't do. So it reveals the sin problem. And so it points out again, you for the sin problem, you need a savior, as Paul showed us there in Romans 7. Who will deliver me from this body of the sins of the flesh? I remember again, Romans 7 verse 1, I speak to those that know the law. So this was him under the law, not in Christ. In Christ, more than overcomer. In Christ, he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yeah, so that's the law. It was written on a stone and it's outside. The new covenant speaks in a better way. Eh? The new is so beautiful. The new is God writing those laws on our heart by the Spirit. So it goes on, but the righteousness of by faith doesn't say who's going to bring Christ down. So it doesn't say that from heaven. Or we don't have to bring Christ down from heaven. Or who's going to bring him up from the dead. We don't have to do that neither. It says the word is near you. And this is beautiful. And this Christ and this word is exactly the same word. It's the word that speaks about the Christ, our big brother that came for us. The Bible speaks about the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that's the same word. It says that word is near you, in your heart and in your mouth. So there's just so much understanding here in this righteousness by faith. Because this righteousness is the righteousness of God by faith in Jesus. You know, faith, the word faith in the Bible is found in Jesus. That's it. It's faith in Jesus. So before a person can believe in his heart and confess with his mouth, the gospel has had to fall. He had to wake up to the good news. And the good news covered here, just in this little passage, is just so big and so beautiful. You see, when Paul preached the gospel, when he went there and he went to a fallen people, a sinful people, a people darkened in their understanding, and he presented a God to them that made everything and doesn't live in temples made by stone. And there again, the gospel is we are his temple. Why are we his temple? Because he portrays it there as well. Because we are his offspring, his children. And any parent wants to be with his children. And you can't be a child of someone if you're not in their image and likeness. So we were made to be the God class. And then something else this little beginning passage speaks about here is we don't have to bring him up from the dead. Why? Because he went there for us. And that's talking about our sins have been dealt with. Again, that's the gospel. Your sins were taken away as far as the east is from the west. Why? Because he who knew no sin became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God. And then you don't have to bring him down. Why is this? Because you can become the righteousness of God now when you wake up, you surrender, and you come home, and you receive the Holy Spirit. That's a guarantee of all your inheritance. And you now start walking in obedience. You walk in obedience because you now back into the right family, back into the right leadings on a day by day. So that is the wonderful thing. And why wouldn't you don't have to bring him down from heaven? Because he came, he left heaven, and he came here to the earth. And then he went and paid the price, and he dealt with, he dealt with sin here on the earth as a model for each and every one of us to see in his walk. And then he died for sin, dealt with it for us, and set captivity free. All those that were waiting in Abram's bosom and in hell, he led captivity captive. And then a new covenant came in. Then he came back into his rightful position as God the Son. And what is God the Son? He's all powerful. Remember when he came back, he said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. And this Savior, this big brother, this God that he's come to bring everything back into place, to set things right, to bring the kingdom, to bring the will of God, to give us our daily bread so that we love, we shall give, and we don't fall into the traps of the devil. He fills all things. He's Emmanuel, God with us. I mean, he's near us, God with us. But then he's also God in us because he's the word that he became on earth. He's also the word in us. And that's why it tells us so beautifully, receive the implanted word so as to save your soul. So as we understand we are of the God class and we start fellowshipping with the Godhead, listening to the shepherd of our soul, Jesus, we start waking up. And then this word starts taking hold of our souls, our will, our intellect, and our emotions. And that's why we are quick to listen. That's why we listen on a daily basis and we walk with hearts and minds and an attitude to know our God, to know him in all your ways. And then he makes your path straight. Amen. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he'll make your path straight. So the beauty of this gospel, the gospel righteousness by faith, is giving people, sharing this gospel with them so that they have a good understanding. And then they can surrender from their hearts and then confess with their mouths. So, yeah, sharing a lot of things this morning, but I trust you will understand this greatness of this salvation is that God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has moved to bring us back into all that we have lost so that we can wake up on a daily basis to the plan and the goodness of God that is available for us. Because we are of that family. Amen. We are of the God class. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.